Okay, my first question for you. What's the most interesting piece of mail that you've ever received? We usually like to ask all of our poets that, and so we'll continue the trend.
Okay. I would say my most interesting, well, it was probably like a series of mail. Like my sister and I would get mail from this person that was called SP, and we didn't know who it was, but like growing up, we'd always get mail from her, and she would always send like little postcards or like stickers or something to us. So it was just like kind of cool to like not know who it was, and then we ended up figuring out that it was my aunt's mom. So it was just kind of cool to have like that secret person who would send us stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In college, I bought a stuffed dog toy, tore it apart, and mailed it to my roommates. So there's that.
Oh, that's cool.
Without telling them. So that's why I'm sharing this.
Really?
They didn't know who sent it. And I still don't think they do. And it's been over a decade. They definitely thought it was somebody else, which was not true at all. But it was very elaborate. Like, I actually went out of my way to go to a different post office so the postmark wouldn't say Mount Pleasant. It said, like, Monroe or something. I went out of my way to mail it from a different place.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was very elaborate. Well, that's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the day when, like, something really, like, just, like, out of the blue, like, emails me something. They're like, we want you to, like, visit our home or something like that, you know? Like, some mysterious mail thing.
So what makes poetry special to you? Why poetry?
I think it's because I love that poetry takes a simple moment and brings emotion to it, and I think poetry is so aware of itself and so aware of the world, and I think that's really special too. It can show us something that we wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Sure. About your poem specifically with cooking stories, what type of moment inspired this, or is this a moment, or is this all just fictive?
Fictive. It was first a poem about a house and how the house represented telling stories or writing itself. But I worked on it for like 3 weeks and it really wasn't like coming together, and I couldn't like, it was just something about it that just wasn't working. So I took like the first line from that poem, which was, I light the fireplace, and then it kind of just wrote itself in 2 days, so.
Great. Hey, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Do you actually have a fireplace?
No, I don't, but I really want one.
Would you cook in it if you had one?
Yeah, I would.
A big English hearth, you know, with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Put, like, your papers in it or something, yep. Like all of your drafts, you know?
So your card says that you attend Central Michigan. How important is poetry and literature to students in college? The reason I ask this is I was actually in a conversation just the other day in which we're talking about the humanities and how we don't pay attention to what it means to explore perspectives a lot in high school and continuing on in college anymore. And I feel like poetry and literature help convey that idea of perspective, but nobody cares. People think it's all silly. So, I mean, how important is it, in your opinion?
I think it's very important for expression, and I think if people aren't studying it, they don't realize how great it is to be able to, you know, tell a story in like in your own way with poetry, or you know, be able to understand yourself in a different way through poetry. You know, it's just a cool outlet, and I think a lot of people don't think it's important because it's not like either gonna make money for yourself, or they just don't think they're talented in it. But
that being said, what do you find yourself studying? That being said, are you an English major yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like in literature or creative writing?
I have a creative writing concentration.
Right. So obviously that's very important to you. But what about somebody that's in accounting? Is poetry going to be beneficial to them, in your opinion?
That's a good question, because I think that it's important for everybody, but somebody who is, in accounting, you know, they're not gonna, you know, they have a different way of, like, working. They don't, you know, see poetry as something that's gonna move them forward in life, I feel like. But at the same time, it's only until somebody, they take a class or somebody shows them, that they'll realize that, like, poetry is, you know, a great way for anybody to live creatively.
Yeah. Specifically for you, what types of things inspire you? Is it music, places, other poets, something else? Where do you draw inspiration from?
I draw a lot of inspiration from art, whether it's just, like, art in a museum, or I also really am inspired by nature, like, especially, like, sunsets, or, you know, during the evening or nighttime. Like, I feel like those are really special moments in nature. And I also get inspired from, like, certain music, usually, like, classical or something. And then I get inspiration from movies, too, depending on the movie. But if it's, like, a really cool, like, plot that's, like, really, like, you know, messes with your head or something, like, I really like that. It's cool.
So, do you think people will ever stop sending mail and postcards or physical objects, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are like, well, it's just easier to send things, like, to, like, go on the internet or something and, like, FaceTime, or not send anything at all. And I think at some point, people will stop, but then people will then realize how much more intimate and cool it is to just get something in the mail, because it's, you know, stops being something that happens often. So I think at some point we'll revert back to sending letters through the mail, because people then realize, you know, just how, like, cool it is to just get mail. But
to have it, the actual physical object, yeah.
Right. So, and I think it'll be a while before, like, people realize that, you know, like, I don't know.
I think just, like, with this idea of movement to digital music, vinyl has seen a resurgence, vinyl records.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I think, even weirdly enough, cassette tapes are starting to resurge for some reason, though that I don't understand. I think part of it is because now people can say, I can do this for fun and not out of necessity. But I don't know that to be true. I don't know.
Yeah.
This poem itself, is this a good representation of the other poetry that you write? Is this your type of style, or how would you define your style of poetry?
I would define my poetry as creating, like, subtle, intimate moments, and with a lot of similar sounding words. So I would say that this is a good representation of what I usually write.
Great. Mm-hmm. I think that's all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything else that we ought to know about you, Natalie DeFore, and your poetry?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey guys, this is Pete. Thanks for checking out the interview with Natalie DeFore. Be sure to check out all of the other poems and previous postcards and interviews. And if you subscribe using Postal Poetry in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you'll get your one-year subscription for $7 instead of the normal $10. Wes and I want to thank you for continuing to check out the great stuff that we're doing over here at Red Flag, and be sure to send us an email if you have any questions or comments, or just comment on this post. Thanks, guys.